Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Bavli Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the beginning of the new Perek Lulav Va'arova. The Mishnah says Lulav Va'arova Shisha V'Shiva. The mitzvahs of Lulav and circling the Mizbeach with the Arova are observed for 6 or 7 days of Sukkos. Ha'Halel V'Asimcha Shmoyne. Halel and rejoicing, which means eating the meat of the Shlam sacrifice, are observed for 8 days, which includes Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah v'nisach ha'maim, shiva. Sukkah and the water libations are observed for 7 days, but which don't include Shmini Atzeres. V'achalil, chamisha, v'shisha, lulav, shiva. The flute, which is one of the musical instruments played at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, is used for 5 or 6 days of Sukkos. The lulav is observed for 7 days. Kesad, yom tov harishon shel chag shechal liyos b'Shabbos, lulav, shiva, v'shah kol hayomim, shisha. How is this? If the first day of Sukkot occurs on Shabbos, the mitzvah of lulav is observed for 7 days. If it occurred on a weekday, the mitzvah is observed for 6 days. Arova, shiva, ketzad, yom yashvi, shel arova, shechal liyos b'Shabbos, shiva, v'kol hayomim, shisha. When is arova observed for 7 days? If the seventh day of Sukkot occurs on Shabbos, arova is observed for 7 days. If it occurred on a weekday, it's observed for 6 days. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Zira, Rebbe Hillah, Rebbe Yasa, B'Shem, Rebbe Yochanan, Arova, Halacha L'Mosh Mi'Sinai. The Gemara brings that Rebbe Zira, Rebbe Hillah, and Rebbe Yasa, quoting Rebbe Yochanan, said that the mitzvah of Arova is a tradition from Har Sinai. Odeloi ka'abashol, da'abashol oime, Arova, d'var Torah. This is unlike Abashol, who says that its source is actually in the written Torah. Va'arvei nachal, shtayim, Arova, l'lulav, Arova, l'migdash. Because the Pasuk says, Arvei nachal, which is plural, meaning two, and it refers to an Arova for the lulav and an Arova for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Abba B'Shem of Yochanan, Arova Nisach HaMayim Be'es Natirus, it should say, Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Arova, the water libations and the 10 saplings, are a tradition from Har Sinai. The halacha is that a Beisar-sized field that contains 10 saplings may be ploughed until immediately before the Shemitah year, even though ploughing is usually forbidden from Shavuos of the sixth year. Udloik Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nisach HaMayim Dvar Torah, Vesheni, Meniskehem, Vashishi, Unsacher, Veshvi, Kamishpatam, Mem, Yud, Mem, Mayim. This is unlike Rabbi Akiva, who said that the practice of water libations in the Beis HaMikdash and Sukkos is written in the Torah, in Bamidbar, in Perek Chotes. It says that on the second day of Sukkos, the Pasuk says, Veniskehem, using an extra letter Mem. On the sixth day of Sukkot, the Pasuk says, Unesacher, which is used as an extra letter Yud. And on the seventh day of Sukkot, the Pasuk says, Kamishpatam, which uses an extra letter Mem. So these extra letters spell out the word Mayim, meaning water, which is a hint to the water libations. Yobchir, Baba, Bar Koime, Rabbi Yochanan, Va'achshav, Lamahem, Choshim, Bezakenois. Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Yochanan, you taught that the case of 10 saplings is a tradition from Har Sinai, but the implication was that a field of older trees may not be ploughed. If so, nowadays, why do we plough around older trees until Rosh Hashanah? Amalei b'shashi nitnu halocha lakach nitnu shemikchu lachroish yachroish. Rabbi Yochanan answers that when the tradition was transmitted, it included a stipulation that if based in perceive there is a need to plough, then it's permitted after Shavuos as well, before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Abba bar Zavda b'shem Rabbi Chunya tibras Chavon Arova v'nisach ha'mayim v'es ha'natiris mi'esoid ha'navi'im him. Rabbi Abba bar Zavda, quoting Rabbi Chunya of Tibras Chavon, said that Arova, the water libations, and the case of the 10 saplings were decreed by the later prophets of the men of the Great Assembly, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Ma upalig, the Gemara asked, does Rabbi Chunya disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, who said that they are tradition from Har Sinai? Rabbi Yosi Rabun b'shem Levi kach haisa halacha b'yadam v'shachua v'amdu ashniim v'eskimu al das harishonim l'amdach ha'shekodo v'shenoisnim nafsham v'estin alav soif l'eskayim b'yadam k'ma shenem ala Moshe b'sinai. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Levi, answered that there was a tradition from Har Sinai, but it was forgotten and later re-established by the prophets. And this teaches us that whenever Beis Din make special efforts to understand and fulfill something thoroughly, it will ultimately be established by them as it was taught originally to Moshe at Har Sinai. V'aski ha'ida amav mana, ki lai dvar reku v'im reku mikem. La'ma she'in atem yigeim boi, ki hu chayeichem, eimasai hu chayeichem, v'sha she'atem yigeim boi. This follows the statement of Imana, who says, from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Mem Zayin, it says that it's not an empty matter from you. If it's empty, it's because of you, because you're not toiling in it. As it is your life, it says. When is it your life? When you toil in it. Rav Yochanan Omer, Rav Yechiya bar Abba, Rav Laya, train milin salka miyedechoin, mepshitutha, the ta'anitha, va'aruvta, the yom ha'shviyiyah. Rav Yochanan said to Rav Yechiya bar Abba of Bavel, two things that you Babylonians said are the halacha. And one is one only prostrates with extended arms and legs on a public fast day. And the second is that taking the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot is only a custom of the prophets. Rabban of the Kisron Amrin Af Hado Mekazto. And Rabban of Kisron said that there is also the case of bloodletting. They were accustomed to let blood only on certain days. This custom later spread throughout the Jewish world. Reb Simon Mevaked Leilein De Mechashin Yavun Da'at Choyin Da Lo Tavdin Lo Tiki Osa B'Shabbos Lo Yavavta B'Shabbos Ve'ein Ad Chakun Avdun Tiki Osa V'Lo Tavdun Avvasa. Reb Simon ordered those that made the calculation of the 4 months to ensure that the first day of Rosh Hashanah does not occur on Shabbos, and also to ensure that the seventh day of Sukkot does not occur on Shabbos. If it's not possible to do both of these, they should preferably ensure that the seventh day of Sukkot should not occur on Shabbos. And this is because even if the first day of Rosh Hashanah occurs on Shabbos, they can still sound the shofar on the second day. Alternatively, that sounding the shofar is from the Torah and does not require special strengthening, but Arava is a tradition and must be strengthened.